because of Noladim, that's what it'll be Misa, and because the Mason, that's what it'll be Chius. And he says also that it's because they're born from an Aveim. He brings the Chazal Koshesh, but Talod is called a Mason, Lot does it called a Mason, so on. I mean, Chias HaMesim was one of the big machlekes between the Chelik of Kaisel, there was Mesiavin, the Tzdukim, and the Prushim. This was one of the core machlekes about Chias HaMesim or not. So, generally speaking, people seem to write it off as a, I guess, lack of a belief. In terms of, they don't believe in Hashem, or they believe in Hashem, and Hashem doesn't so much bring any Misa, things of that nature. It's sort of a generic Shkatim. But the truth is, it's a lot deeper than that. And let's get a little bit of a feel for it. The understanding... the understanding of I guess the core distinction that Tzdukim did believe in a God, and they also believed in a God that punishes, except that their Schar V'Einish was this world, maybe not of it, they were those who were they felt maybe Schar in this world is important. But there was a lot deeper nafgemina, there was a lot deeper havdalah, and it's especially focused on Chias HaMesim, because Chias HaMesim seems to be like a simple prat of Schar V'Einish. There's a big world of Schar V'Einish. Some of it is now, some of it is Olam HaNeshamos, and Chias HaMesim is like another sniff to it. It doesn't seem to us as if Chias HaMesim should be some unique parasha in its own right, and it's something which you see that it's the when the Mishnah speaks about Olam Haba, which means Chias HaMesim, and the specific clearly so the Mishnah Sanhedrin, and it makes a whole big deal about it, and it seems as if that's in a particularly important amunah for us, and it was a particularly something which they were misnagged to. And it was a bone of contention, not in the general sense of what Kadosh Baruch Hu can do, in the general sense of what Kadosh Baruch Hu will do, but it was a core nafkamina. I want to try to describe it a little bit. He said over here that someone that's a noilat is going to have to die, and someone that's a mace is going to have to live. Let's understand a little bit. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they have one of the Minim asked, I don't remember who it was, of the Amoraim, he asked him, if Madach, the people who have lived, are died, certain the people who died are going to remain dead. That was his argument, to which he countered, Madach, the people who were, it never existed, come into existence, certainly those who exist already will come into existence. So there was a machlekes, one of the arguments between the Maminim and the, of course I don't remember who this particular argument was with this piece of logic. So the svara, in a very basic way, a scientist or a naturalist or anything you want to call chachmas yavanis, which is called chachmas chitzainis, is that the world is to be understood in terms of cause and effect. For instance, let's give an example. Anything that exists in the world, the shaila that I need to ask is what caused its metzias to be there. nothing in this world comes without a cause, and I need to follow its cause. This is what science is built on, and that's why, I mean, that science takes that as for granted, and that's why we research how this comes into being, that comes to being, and so on. There's another way, and that is purpose. Now, the Gemina is, am I dealing with Chachma, or I guess intelligence, versus not? Everything, if I look at the world in terms of a physical reality, then I can't look at the purpose as being the cause. That's putting, it's like evolution. Why was man created? Man wasn't created. There was a trillion different events that happened, and man is the polyoitzer. So when I am looking at the Muslim, I'm exploring a barren wilderness, and it has all sorts of funny packs and marks and ridges and valleys and that. My question is, what were the things that caused it to happen? And once you're talking that way, then it will never stay, and it's going to keep going forward, because there's always a constant process of cause and effect, which is going to take it further along, and so on. So if I happen to be alive because I'm a harkava of different well-aligned blood vessels and nerves and cells, etc., so the question is just when do these cells get arranged differently? When do the chromosomes get arranged differently? And Bemela holding peters out. That's one trend of existence, and that's called yeludim. In other words, I came about as a result of, not because someone had wanted my existence or had thought of my existence. I came as a result. I'm a yolo. That's what I am. A mace. Let's go to this concept of a mace that he talks about. So Morales' point is, you can't call somebody a mace unless he's supposed to be be'etzem achai. What does it mean? Why is this? I mean, the person is dead. He doesn't exist. The teretz is, it's the other way around. His existence was wanted, and therefore a hechitimtzu was made for it to come alive. So it starts like it says in the Gemara that the neshama is in the guf, that has to be miskala, not in the gula. There are desires. Entities that need to come into this world, and the Mela, they brought this world. So if I say mace, I mean he's missing. What does it mean if something's missing? Because mitzad chachma is supposed to be there. Let's give an example. Imagine I have a place like a terminal, a bus terminal, a train terminal, an airport, and there are these people over here, you know, there's 10,000 people in the airport. I would be silly to say, oh, Yankel is missing, Chatzkel is missing. Maybe they're missing. They're not supposed to be there. Mechatesin is supposed to be there. So Bemela, whoever's there, is there. There's no the word absentee people doesn't exist unless someone had called in and made a reservation. So the most in the street, when I have a big street, people are walking up and down, I can't say anybody's missing because there's no reason they should be missing. The street includes the people that happen to go by there to go wherever they're supposed to go to. But I can't call the people not there that they're missing. Mashaik in the airport, where people make reservations, and this person had bought a ticket and said he's going to be there, I can say this passenger is missing, this passenger is missing, this passenger is missing. So the only way I can be madbik a name of somebody missing, the only way I can be madbik a positive name for Heder is where his mitzias is together that gave me that. And when you have enough souls, a critical matter, it begins to think and to feel and so on and so forth. Then the same process that gave rise to me, because it's a dynamic process, is going to mark my demise at some point. The very same souls will X will have it, Y will have it, Z will have it, and it will disintegrate. But anyone whose metzias is a yolud, which means he's caused by something, then his kiyum is be'etzim limited. It's just like when we're mashed by Kadosh Baruch Hu does. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has no causes and no reason, the Rambam says, and if the whole world will come bottle, he would become bottle. We have a cause. We have something that makes us who we are, and therefore you may battle that, and we become bottle, and we become, our existence becomes bottle. If there are mesim in the world, a mes means a metzias that I can only identify as an idea, as a rutzen. When I speak of Reb so and so, and the person is not here, then I'm addressing a tachlis, like the tzura of Reb so and so, the tzura of Reb so and so. The megala, anyone that can be called a mace is balkargon to be living, because exactly like Gemara said, the whole concept of things living. The machlokes in that Kal Vachomer is not the machlokes is not just a play with words, but rather it's something which is it's going to the heart of how do I look at the Brias and Nivroim. If I look at the Brias and Nivroim as things that exist, that's it. So then there certainly is a, the first Kal Vachomer is the right Kal Vachomer. The Tzedukim's Kal Vachomer is the right Kal Vachomer. If I look at the Bria as something which is a tachlis that's been realized, so then what's a tushto? Adarabha. If we find people came to this world despite the fact that their Metzias Ruchnis was not here, the people's Metzias Ruchnis is here already. If it's Tzuras Adam of Reb So and So, Reb So and So, Reb So and So, then certainly it'll find itself in it'll find a goof at some place to inhabit. So the machloikas about Chiyas HaMesim wasn't a machloikas about a certain sniff. Neither the emuna in Chiyas HaMesim nor the akasha thereof had some shaykhis with like a sort of one of the types of tzchad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give is Chiyas HaMesim. It's a very, very core belief. The belief in Chiyas HaMesim tells me that since there's a rutzen for a person, kiyum, that's where a person gets his metzias from first time round. So this rutzen and tachlis is nitzchias, as are all the tzaynis and tachlis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, and in tekufis of heder, we view it as being nister for some reason, and we anticipate it's coming back, because if Kadosh Baruch Hu wants also, then he wants it. And the question is just, when will he give it a goof again? In the other perspective, that you start with the cause and effect are moilit, are the etzem shayrish of the person, and there is no rutzen or das that creates that, then it's going to be the other way around. Things can only get worse, not better. Anything that evolves by itself, if it happens to evolve in a nice way, it's something which is a mikra gomer. It's counterproductive. If you think about it deeper, it really has to do with where they're coming from. In Yovan's Mitzi, Kimiyafisvi. And the only shame on made by Yefis, and shame dwells there. So when a person is in the construction business, he makes buildings and sells them to people that they should make use of it. So I make a building, and the tachlis is the building. If I build buildings, people will live in it. So the building is the chetimtzer for what's inside it. The same way I say if a person develops with flesh and blood and a mind and a very, very highly developed mind, he will perceive ruchnius, he'll have more deeper hagashes, more subtle hagashes, and he'll become spiritual. And that's why there's a whole way of looking at ruchnius in the world as products of a physical mind, and why is it that the mind thinks this is right, that's what God thinks right. We see things in exact opposite. They're coming, they belong to Olam HaChutz, and just like everybody in his own world sees the world through that perspective. So the person who's building the building as an architect, it tries to see it from the perspective of beauty. The person who's financed the building sees it from the perspective of finances and tries to cut a lot of corners. The engineer sees it from the from his perspective. He wants to make it the support as strong as possible, and he would like that at the cheshbon of the beauty and the financing and so on. Every single person is toifis. His mitzias is the ikka. The Maral, when he speaks in their mitzvah about the different malchias and klal yisrael, the point that comes out more often than not is that all of the different worlds all of the malchias, their problem lay in that they took their own mitzias and made it into the malchus. If Yavon sees itself in the context of a Malchus of Yisrael, or Paras, or Mara, or Bavel, any one of them, then the Kitikunam, there's not a problem. There's never a problem in the particular Tchunas HaNefesh of Umas Olam, whether it's Chochma, whether it's Yefi, whatever it is. The problem starts when that's the Malchus. If the Dalet Malchus, so long as they would declare themselves as being not Malchus, but Anofim of Klal Yisrael, they would be good. Then whatever it is they have to offer to us as the world would be Beseder Gomor. The problem is they want to rearrange it. They want to see themselves as being the Ik and everyone else around it as a Tafel. There's an old Yeshivish joke that the executive director, which in America is a fundraiser, was standing with Rosh Hashiva outside watching the base medrash full with people sitting and learning. And the executive director turns to Rosh Hashiva and says, you know, what my job is, I know exactly. What your job, Rosh Hashiva, is, I know. But all of these guys doing nothing, what's the purpose of them hanging around the yeshiva? it's a tfisa from chutz, from outside in. So Chachmas of Mosul try to understand people's conscience, all that coming from outside. And that's where it goes wrong. The reason why evolution is such an important piece, it's not only because it just happens to be the answer to the great riddle, and you have to, if not, you have to think of a bunch of, it's much deeper than that. It's a way of being typhus things. I'm typhus things from, you know, why do I act this way? Because these are the cells that make me up. Why are these the cells that make me up? Because these are the chemicals that are around. It's Yeluda, cause and effect is that Metzius. That's a Mahalach that has no Hemshech, by definition. When we the Harris Teichet, that becomes the Nechetimtzef the inyanim that they that they were nitfas to, because it to look at things in terms of cause and effect instead of a tachlis. So most times, I mean, most ma'aseh Hashem, we need to understand what was the tachlis and how did it come about. The Rosh Hashanah verse says that the word nes doesn't appear kimat anywhere in Tanakh. It appears not as a miracle, which is mofes, old mofes, or possibly the pella, but isapella, but the word nes means a banner, and you know, or the sorry, but it's words where it might conceivably be vayhila nes. It means that there as a sort of a signpost of that there's leadership. But just like when you have a war and you hold up a banner, what you're doing is you're making a statement that the leadership is still there and things are being guided and so on. So the tachlis of the nisim was there to inculcate the concept of there's a tachlis in the bria. You know, the shemen doesn't light because there's enough oil in the right temperature. It's because there's a rotzen that there should be adlaka that is oil in the and temperature. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry, I have to run. Any quick questions or anything?
I have one thing. I'll send it by email. It doesn't have to be this second.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Good. Good. Bye.